Thank you very much. One of the things that we overlook a lot, we don't see, it's the importance of the standard, the dry and dried produce standard. The UNEC dry and dried produce standards are the most widely used in trade internationally. Even countries that don't participate in the UNEC process use the standard. I've been able, in part of my work, I do, what we call it, I clear and I prepare responses to WTO notices on TBT issues for my agency, my work agency. And very often I come across standards being referenced or being adopted or being adapted by countries as the national standard. Recently, like the Secretariat said, Kenya developed new standards for nuts, for tree nuts, and the UNEC standard was the basis of that standard. The Gulf Standard Organization, most of their standards for dried fruits and nuts are UNEC standard. A lot of the trade in tree nuts from China are done, and India, are done in UNEC standards. They might not give credit to the UNEC standards, they might not reference it, but when you read it and you look at it, you could see it's the UNEC standard. The specialized section on dry and dry produce has been developing standards for at least 60 years, about 60 years, even before Codex started. 70 years, even before Codex started. And now the committee within Codex that develops standards for dry and dry produce on committee on processed fruits and vegetables is adjourned sine die. So we are still there. And that is testament to the work we do. And also the participation of the industry in our meetings is also a testament that the standards, our standards do affect trade and has a very positive impact on trade. Any comments on the Secretariat's, delegation of Germany, please?